Tuesday morning, and we are broadcasting from the St. Clair Inn. It's a work in progress, but boy, have they ever made a lot of progress here. We're going to talk with the owner in that students. Jeff Kotowski is here. But joining us right now, State Representative Dan Lowers. Dan, good morning. Good
morning, Paul.
This is an exciting project, isn't it? Maybe the most exciting project in your district.
I would say right now it certainly is, and yeah, the way it's transformed the waterfront here. Really amazing. I see the red of the sun is just about to pop up there.
I know. We've got a front row seat for the sunrise. Not bad at all. In fact, I've kind of repositioned myself because the way we've got our little mobile studio set up here, I had my back to the window, and I just can't do that given this sunrise, one of the great natural resources. And Dan, it really feels like we're starting to take advantage of our natural resources around here.
Yeah. I mean, you know, St. Clair County has the most waterfront of any county in the state of Michigan. Most people don't realize that. But for some reason, I think it's just one of those best-kept secrets. And you know, really, I think maybe half the people in St. Clair County like it that way because, you know, we like the fact that we've got this and most people don't know about it. But a building like this is really going to give us an opportunity to share this with really the rest of the world.
Absolutely. So what does the state of Michigan do and what does it need to keep doing to keep business moving forward like a development like this?
Right. I think the most important thing we can do as a state is just continue to live within our means. That's really been our mission here for the last 8 years. And when you live within your means, you bring security and you bring confidence. And that security and confidence brings investment. It's no different than in your own home. Same in government. You know, when you're paying down the debts and putting money in a bank, people feel secure and they're not afraid to invest.
What does a project like this mean for Michigan's economy, particularly in this region?
Well, it just shows that Michigan can be a destination vacation for not just people in the Midwest or in any continental United States, but all across the world. And of course, you know, we've got that unique advantage with our friends from Canada right next door. You know, they're going to be coming over here for holiday.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt about it. In fact, it's interesting that we're able to actually see their traffic moving back and forth across the bridge this morning. And, yeah. Of course, we're watching a beautiful sunrise. They get to see a beautiful sunset from their side. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful place to be.
It never fails when we bring new people to this area of Michigan, St. Clair County, and people see Canada for the first time. Without exception, every time they go, is that Canada? Is that really Canada right there? It's like, yeah, that's it right there.
And we're going to talk to Jeff Kotowski in just a moment, but he's just nodding his head yes. It's an amazing sight to see. And we have got just a great sunrise here. I can't emphasize enough, if you're anywhere near the water this morning, get out and take a look at this this beautiful sunrise. Dan, I've been asking people this morning what memories are the same. What are some of your memories of this place?
You know, you get that Facebook memory thing. I don't know if you've ever seen that. Pops up on my phone every now and then. Just the other day, Facebook memory popped up on my phone. My first run for office, I had a fundraiser right here at St. Clair Inn. And that was one of the latter functions done at the St. Clair Inn. So it wasn't too long after that she was closed down. And it was just kind of funny with all this going on and knowing this was coming up and that comes up on my phone. It's like, oh yeah, this will be so good. It'll be, hopefully, you know, I can do another one of those here soon.
There you go. Well, this is such a great project for this area. We're going to talk about when people can start booking those fundraisers and weddings and anniversaries and things like that in just a moment. But Dan, anything else you want to add?
No, I'm so glad that Jeff and his partners have come to town and we were visiting just a little bit about the what's going to come next with the Harrington Inn, and I'll let you guys get into that. The whole thing is great to see from Marine City all the way up through Lexington, even how the whole destination, vacation, live theater, there's even that, you know, we've got, you're building that into here too, so it's really going to bring people.
Well, let's slide the mic over a little bit and talk to Jeff Kotowski this morning, who is just in his glory watching this sunrise. Did you plan for this?
I am mesmerized, Paul, looking over your head at this sunrise. You know, I'm here all the time, but I don't think I've actually sat here and enjoyed it like we have this morning sitting here with Dan and you. This is unbelievable. Yeah. I can't wait to stay here.
You're gonna have to raise the rates a little bit, knowing that.
Man, don't get me in trouble.
Well, let's talk a little bit about you know, opening dates, and I know that we're not ready to put the ribbon cutting date on the calendar yet, but you started to zero in on some approximate dates, aren't you?
Well, we're getting closer in a lot of things. Our landing page for the website was up 2 weeks ago, so .com, just stclairinn.com. So in the landing page now, you can see a couple of things, but one of the things you can do is you can get on our mailing list or email list, and start to inquire. Someone will get back to you. We haven't set rates yet, so we're not truly booking things, but we are at a point now where we're looking at a soft opening sometime around tax day and hopefully ribbon cutting right around June 1. And that's what we're thinking right now, and we're on schedule for that. And we're being conservative. It might be earlier, but that's what we're trying to do. And the Harrington, we're trying to get open the same time.
That would be kind of fun, huh?
Yeah, that's the idea.
Ribbon cutting here in the morning and in the afternoon.
Sure, we can do both. Yeah, it's a lot of ribbon.
Well, you know, this is not your only project. I mean, you've got other developments around the state, right?
I do. We have the next is going to be the Sugarloaf piece out in the Leelanau County area. And they tell me that's the most beautiful place in the country, and I'm looking at the sunrise, and I'm going to say that we'll see. But yeah, that's next. You know, we finished the one out at the airport. Right now, we're doing some touch up there, which is the Delta Hotel right at the airport, which is terrific. And we've got a few contractors still there doing a couple touch up things, but we're about done there, and we'll be buttoned up here. From a true hard construction standpoint by January or February, and then you'll start seeing the wallpaper going and things like that to get ready.
Where did your vision for this place come from? Because we've been around it for a long time. We've seen the rise and fall of the St. Clair Inn and this whole region. What with your fresh set of eyes, having not been here before, attracted you to this?
You know, it's funny for me as the carpetbagger to say this, but I drove up in October or November of 2015, and I was in love the first day. You guys don't get it. You locals don't understand what you have here. This is unbelievable here. Right? You know, I live in California, which is incredible. I live in a beautiful area in California that's beautiful. But this is something to behold. And I think the problem is that you drive by it and you see it, but you don't really see it. And I do. I see it because it's just absolutely, it's, you know, crystal blue water. We're literally on the water here, and we're sitting in a cottage, you know, 18 feet from the water, looking at Canada, looking at the sunrise. I mean, it's amazing. And I think you guys have lived with it for so long that maybe you sort of see through it. And I don't see through it. So the vision comes from, one, you have natural beauty here that is just second to none. And why not take advantage of it? And so everything that we've done here is to, one, try to bring the history back, which is important because this grand old lady here needed to be taken care of properly, and she hadn't been. She'd been dilapidated and not taken care of. But the other part was really take advantage of the site. This is the 1,000 feet here and the, you know, the 1,200 feet or so of Palmer Park. To me, it's the most beautiful stretch of the river, along the river, that there is. Why not take advantage of it?
Who's going to come here? Where are these people going to come from that are going to come to the St. Clair Inn?
Well, I think a couple of things, and I've said this, and for people who understand California a little bit, I always say that, you know, if Jill and I want to get away for a weekend, we'll run up to Santa Barbara. It's an hour away. There are 3 million people within an hour's drive of here. So part of it is we want to be Michigan's Santa Barbara. You know, for lack of a better term, for those who don't understand what that means, I'm sorry, but it's just right. A place to get away, but not be away.
Yeah,
you know, you got to get away for your kids and the dog for a weekend. You want to leave on, you know, you take off at lunchtime on Friday and beat the traffic and go somewhere for 48 hours and just get away with your spouse, your partner, your friend, whatever it is. That's part of it.
Well, and you mentioned Leelanau. A lot of people from around here do that. They drive 5 hours to go right. Somewhere for the weekend. How about driving 1 hour to go away for the weekend?
Right. And you haven't had that. There isn't that place. So that's part of it. You know, from an event standpoint, we think it'll be a regional event spot. We think we'll draw from Chicago. We'll draw from Leelanau. We'll draw from all over the state and some of the surrounding states, because you can. And when you have an event center that's this nice and so, you know, people will come. So I think that it's twofold. And then you have the corporate event portion, which you can draw from anywhere. It's a great place for a retreat. If you want to take your employees away for a weekend and go do or during the week and do a mini convention. I mean, we have meeting rooms and ballrooms and things where you can do that. Plus, you have a convention center in Port Huron, so you really can take advantage of all of it. It's not just the inn. You've got St. Clair, you got the Harrington Inn, you have Thomas Edison Inn, you've got, you know, City Flats is going to open up in a year. You have a great convention center. I mean, you know, this whole region now becomes a place where people want to come. And I think that, you know, part of the vision is not just the St. Clair Inn, but the better that the St. Clair Inn does, and I would say egotistically that St. Clair Inn is the wheelhouse of what's going on here on this riverbank.
Yeah, you're probably right.
But the better that we do, the better everybody else does. The better everybody else does, the better we all do. And so if everybody gets together and this whole riverfront becomes a destination for everybody. People talk about Traverse City and Leland, all those areas. You know, they've got wine, they've got beauty, they've got boating. Other than the wine, you've got everything here that they have there.
Yeah, and you can get a good bottle of wine here, too.
Well, we'll have good wine. we're not growing it, but yeah.
We've talked with Dan Katowski, the owner of the St. Clair Inn. No project goes 100% exactly the way you think it's going to go, but how's this project gone so far?
You know, really close. In a way, we're doing a build-to-suit, which is in a project that this is odd, but what that means is we're making changes every day. And so part of having your consultants being local, and we did. We hired mostly local consultants. Our architect is a St. Clair guy. Our contractor is a St. Clair guy. My partner or I, one of us is here every week. We're making changes as we go along. And so in that sense, it doesn't go the way you expect because you're changing things and making improvements. We're within 30 days of being on time from a two-year project, which is pretty amazing.
The most interesting thing that I heard about when I toured this a couple of weeks ago was the speakeasy bar. Is that your idea?
Yeah.
Tell us what that's going to be.
Well, so we have the old coach room, and it's, you know, it's low ceiling, it's dark, it's an interesting space, and I'm thinking, wow, what a great place to do something, take you back 100 years, and go in and feel like you're cheating a little bit. And I mean, I want people to go in, and it's going to be called Prohibition. Take advantage of some of the history. And
this was a great rum running area. I mean, there was see Canada over there. I mean, guess what?
there's some old spots here in the hotel where it used to come in underneath. So we're going to take advantage of some of that history. We have some secret rooms in there, and a lot of the artifacts from the old inn that people had brought us or that we had, or we found some things in the dirt literally from 100 years ago. And we're gonna bring you back to the 20s there. And I'm not going to give you all the secrets, but it's going to be super fun. But I want people to go in there and get back 100 years, and I want you to feel like you're maybe committing a crime or feel a little dirty when you're in there. But we're going to match that concept out at the Harrington. So the Harrington, as you know, has in the basement had an old bar, and we're going to do Prohibition up there as well.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
It's going to be like you're having fun doing this,
aren't
you?
I'm having a blast.
Well, we're having fun watching, and we're going to have even more fun when this is all done next year. Thanks for doing this, Jeff.
Oh, thanks for coming out. You're doing us a favor. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for the sunrise, too. I appreciate
it. Yeah,
that.
I brought that with me. Yeah.
Jeff Katowski with us on WPHM at St. Clair Inn, a work in progress. 5 minutes now before 8 o'clock.